Hi, welcome to the village meeting. My name is Fumi. And in Africa, West Africa, where I'm from, when we have something important to say, we call a village meeting. So come, gather around. My father, Bolanle Luke Eko, passed away 3 years ago. And I am grateful that I can speak about him to a certain extent without shedding a tear. I realized some words and some things he said come to me with a bit of revelation. So I want to share with you. I do a little series about lessons from my father. Today, we'll focus on lesson number one. I come from a village called Idoani. It is in Ose local government, Ondo State. It's somewhere close to Owo and Igbile, if you know your routes there. Close to another village called Owani. In Idoani, I am from Ishewa quarters. My family, the Eko family, is quite known, quite respected, quite awesome. With a little bit of sprinkle, like every other family, if you know what I mean. We've raised lots of reverends, a couple of people who joined the army, and just being a nice knitted family. We have neighboring villages, like people who are from Yayu or Amosigbo. Go search us up. Go look us up. Idoani, Ondo State, Oseloko government. Awesome place to be from. Growing up, we used to go to the village every Christmas. And they will wake you up with hot pounded yam and egusi soup. And if you know, you know. When those pounding sounds go off in the morning, you know you're in a different place. But we also had instructions of where to go, where not to go. Don't let anybody touch your head. Don't let anybody do this. Let me do that. Don't go to this person's house. And if you grew up back home, if you know, you know. I loved one of the most outings we used to have back then was going to the farm where we had cocoa, we had kola nut, we had palm kernel. Large farm, and you could spend days in the farm. Beautiful scenario. But what I loved the most were the stories my father told us about Idoani. Now, when you come to Idoani, it's like every other village. When this man is speaking about his village, I would think that I'd be walking into a place with skyscrapers and everything working in technology and AI to the fullest. That's the way my father described Idoani. He saw it as resourceful, rich, ever-flowing, opportunities about. He saw the possibilities of Idoani. We were cringed by the old people who really wanted to touch us then, and things that didn't look like it were in comparison to the city life. And we as kids were like, what is this man talking about? But I say something to you. He was consistent in the picture he painted about his village, about his town. And if my father, if he had ever had the opportunity to become governor or something, oh Lord, the dreams he had for that place, they were mind-blowing. Never, and I say never, and for the people that know him, did he ever speak unruly about his land. I couldn't figure it out. As a child, it was the opposite of everything he said, but he said it with so much authority and so much ownership. And now that I'm older, I see what he was saying. In comparison with your vision, you see what you see, and everybody else sees what they see, but you gotta stay consistent with what you see. And like God said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, literally, my father, Bolanle, was the same way. He saw far. He saw what the vision was going to be. He did not see the now. He focused on the far, and he kept his gaze there. He focused on the possibilities of Idoani. So lesson number one from the late Bolanle Eko: focus on the far. Focus on the future of your vision. Keep your eyes on it. People might not see and definitely will not see what you see, but you have to see it. And as long as you see it, frankly speaking, people will begin to see it with you. It might not look like it in the present. That's why you jump the present and you focus on the far, the destination, and you keep going. That's what he taught me. That was what he was trying to put in me. To say, Fumilayo, it doesn't look like it. Oh, but I see the possibilities about it. I see how resourceful and rich and the gold. Oh, you should hear my father speak about Idwani. You will see. He will tell you that the air in Idwani is different. That the breeze blowing was more refreshing anywhere. It was clean air, clean energy. He will tell you that the fruits from the ground were more nutritious than anywhere else. How fertile the soil is, how the oil was different. He will bring ogbono, which is seeds, roots we used to make soup, and he will say, compare it to what you make in the city. And he will bring palm oil and say, taste it and taste the richness of it. Or when he will come to the city and bring a beautiful snack we love to eat made out of plantain and other things called adun. And you say, yeah, tawo, taste it. Compared to that one that has been covered with dust and all your traffic wahala in the city, what does it taste like? He held it until the day that he died. He focused on the far of his vision, of what he saw. And there are certain things about your life, your vision, your work, your dreams that you see. So take this lesson from my father. Focus on the far and keep your eyes on the far and keep walking towards the far. Everything and everyone might not see it, may not look like it, but focus on the far. I'll see you at the next. Take care. Bye-bye.